Unit 9. Story time. Page 31. First listening. Listen as Dominic tells the story of the lion and the mouse. As you listen, close your eyes and try to imagine the story.
The Lion and the Mouse. Once upon a time, a big lion was sleeping after eating a very large dinner. He was dreaming of many things when he suddenly felt something pulling his hair. He slowly opened his eyes and saw a little mouse standing on his front paw. The sleepy lion lifted the little mouse up to his face.
"Don't eat me, sir," the mouse said quickly. "I didn't know you were a lion. I thought you were some field grass."
The lion looked at the little mouse.
"If you let me go, I will always be thankful. I can help you some day."
The lion thought a moment and then laughed.
"Help me?" he asked. "What can you do? Help me hunt?"
"I don't know, sir, but I'm sure I can help you somehow."
The lion slowly put down his paw.
"All right, little mouse," said the lion. "You can go. I won't eat you. Anyway, you're too small to eat."
"Thank you, sir," replied the mouse. "I'll never forget your kindness. I'm sure I can help you in the future."
The mouse jumped off the lion's paw and ran away into the forest. A few months later, some hunters came to the forest. They had been sent by the king to catch a great lion for the king's zoo. They brought a strong net made of rope to trap the lion. The lion didn't know anything about the trap, but he smelled the hunters. While he was looking for something to eat, he stepped into the trap. He was caught. The strong net pulled him high into the air. He roared loudly and scratched at the ropes, but he couldn't escape. The strong ropes just became tighter and tighter until he couldn't move at all. After a while, he heard a small voice.
"Can I help you, sir?"
the little mouse asked. The lion tried to look around, but couldn't turn his head.
"Down here, sir," said the mouse.
"So, it's you. I completely forgot about you. Now look at me. There is nothing you can do."
"I believe I can help you, sir,"
the little mouse said happily. He quickly ran up the tree and climbed down the thick rope to the net. The little mouse started biting the thick ropes. When the lion told him about the hunters, the mouse worked as fast as he could. One by one, the mouse chewed the ropes. First the lion's front legs became free, then his hind legs. Finally, the lion jumped out of the net to the ground.
"You see, sir," said the mouse, "I helped you because you helped me."
The lion stretched his legs and looked at the mouse. He said,
"Thank you, my little friend. I never thought a little mouse could help me."
"You're welcome, sir,"
the mouse said with a big smile.